This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will keep up the fight against racially motivated violence when he visits Buffalo today. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Investigators are looking at the Buffalo massacre suspect's connection to what's known as the Great Replacement Theory, which baselessly claims white people are being intentionally overrun by other races through immigration or higher birth rates. It's amplified by, among others, Fox News host Tucker Carlson.
If a person espouses hatred, we need to call that out.
But White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration will not call out Carlson or anybody else by name.
Because it doesn't matter who it is.
Saying name calling will simply divert attention from the main issue, ending the violence. A White House official says the president today will call on Americans to reject the animus that leads to the type of racist attack seen Saturday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More from the family of one of the 10 black people killed.
Celestine Cheney was one of the 10 people killed by a gunman in a shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday. Her sister, Joanne Daniels.
My sister survived breast cancer and 3 aneurysm surgeries to go to the grocery store to get killed.
Cheney's son, Wayne Jones, says his daughter told him someone posted the video of his mother being killed.
I watched the video.
Jones adding,
he shot my mom once. My mom was laying on the ground. He went and reloaded. And he shot my mom again.
In diary posts as far back as last November on the chat platform Discord, the 18-year-old white gunman wrote about staging a live stream attack on...
That's AP's Tim McGuire. This is VOA News. Efforts are underway to rescue the last of the defenders inside the steel plant in the ruined city of Mariupol after Ukrainian officials said the fighters had completed their mission and there was no way to free the plant by military means. The Ukrainian military avoided using the term surrender to describe the effort to pull out the steel plant. More than 260 fighters, including some badly wounded, were evacuated and taken to areas under Russia's control on Monday. An unknown number of defenders stayed behind to await other rescue efforts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the work to bring them home requires delicacy and time. The U.S. is revising its policy toward Cuba, lessening restrictions on remittances on travel. VOA's Joe Ramsey.
The White House said Monday some President Donald Trump-era restrictions are being eased on family remittances and travel to the island and will sharply increase the processing of U.S. visas for Cubans. U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price in a statement said the measures announced Monday were to, quote, further support the Cuban people, providing them additional tools to pursue a life free from Cuban government oppression and to seek greater economic opportunities. But the State Department made clear the United States would not remove entities from the Cuba restricted list, a list of Cuban government and military-aligned companies with whom U.S. firms and citizens are barred from doing business. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's president is objecting to Sweden's and Finland's historic bid to join NATO. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he cannot allow them to become members of the alliance because of their perceived inaction against exiled Kurdish militants. Sweden and Finland decided to seek NATO membership after Russia invaded Ukraine. Abbott says it has an agreement to reopen a baby formula plant. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Infant formula maker Abbott has reached agreement with the Food and Drug Administration that will allow the company to restart production at its largest domestic factory. However, Abbott says once production resumes, it will take at least 8 weeks to ship new product to stores. The FDA has been investigating problems at the Sturgis, Michigan facility. Abbott halted production in February after 4 infants became sick with bacterial infection after consuming powdered formula from the factory. 2 of the babies died. I'm Mike Rossia.
And recapping our top story, the White House says that U.S. President Joe Biden will keep up the fight against racially motivated violence when he visits Buffalo later today. And the family of the 10 black people killed in one of the families killed in Saturday's shooting at a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, asked how a video of her death remained online. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.